Chapter 72. Trapped in their sinking iron coffin, the Polar Dawn's crew would have begged for another 24 hours, but their prospect for survival was down to minutes. Murdoch's prediction had so far held true. The barge's number 4 hold had steadily filled with water until spilling over into the number 3 compartment. As the stern sank lower under the weight, the water poured in at a faster rate. In the small forward storage compartment, the deck listed ominously beneath the men's feet as the sound of rushing water drew nearer. A man appeared at the aft hatch, one of Roman's commandos, breathing heavily from scaling the hold's ladder.
"Captain," he gasped, waving a penlight around the bay until spotting his commander. "The water is now spilling into the number 2 hold."
"Thank you, Corporal," Roman replied. "Why don't you sit down and take a rest? There's no need for further recon." Roman sought out Murdoch and pulled him aside.
"When the barge starts to go under," he whispered, "will the hatch covers pop off the holds?"
Murdoch shook his head, then gave a hesitant look.
"She'll surely go under before the number 1 hold is flooded. That means there will be an air pocket underneath, which will build in pressure as the barge sinks. There's probably a good chance it will blow the hatch cover, but we might be 500 feet deep before that happens."
"It's still a chance," Roman said quietly.
"Then what?" Murdoch replied. "A man won't last 10 minutes in these waters."
He shook his head with irritation, then said,
"Fine. Go ahead and give the men some hope.
I'll let you know when I think this tub is about to go down, and you can assemble the men on the ladder. At least they'll have something to hang on to for the ride to perdition." At the entry hatch, Bjorkes had listened to the exchange, then resumed his hammering on the locked latch. By now he knew it was a futile gesture. The tiny hammer was proving near worthless against the hardened steel. Hours of pounding had gouged only a small notch in the lock spindle. He was many hours, if not days, away from wearing into the lock mechanism. Between whacks, he looked over at his fellow captives. Cold, hungry, and downcast, they stood assembled, many staring at him with hopeful desperation. Surprisingly, there was little trace of panic in the air. Their emotions frozen like the cold steel of the barge, the captive men calmly accepted their pending fate.